Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and today I'm starting off with a trio of Northwest bands. Chastity Belts out of Seattle, Washington, and they've got a brand new album called I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. It's the third release from this local band, and it's a dark and beautiful set of moody post-punk. Here's a song from Chastity Belts' new record called Different Now.
Stories, they pass me by. Will I always Tonight I'm silenced by some men, tidal waves. I've used up all my words. I have nothing else to say. So I sit here feeling stuck under my own shoe. Squirming in the pavement and reaching for the blue of sky that awaits. What all those people say are these heavenly gates that turn no one away. When I fell to the ground, hit the bottom with my heavy head. Cracks in my bones, sticks and stones, but I never I'm
That is Nashville band Lamb Chop, which has consisted of a large and fluid collective of musicians focused around its creative center frontman, Kurt Wagner, who you heard singing on that song. Initially, they had more country sound. The music has subsequently moved through a range of influences, including post-rock, soul, and lounge music. And their latest album, which I think might be their 12th studio album, is an acronym for Love Often Turns Us Still, and it's FLOTUS. And the release find the band heading in a more electronic-oriented direction. The song you just heard from Lamb Chop called Relatives Number 2. And Seattle artist Maya Manser in there with the song Sweet Hell that comes off the artist's debut EP, which is a set of dark, brooding electro-pop. It is absolutely beautiful, as is Maya Manser's live show. Highly recommended. And Portland musician Dave Depper, currently playing with Death Cab for Cutie. He's also toured with Menomina, Corin Tucker, Fruit Bats, Mira, Robin Hitchcock, a very talented and very busy musician. He finally found time to release a solo album called Emotional Freedom Technique, and you heard Your Voice on the Radio, which features Laura Gibson. Again, that was Dave Depper. You also heard Chastity Belt starting off the podcast today with the song Different Now from the album I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone. I'm Cheryl Waters, and you're listening to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast, and I have acclaimed Malian singer Umu Sangari coming up next from her fifth album and first in 8 years. Here's a song called Jukuru from Umu Sangari.
Mini jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga leila de
jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga leila
mo ni fi jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga e ala
jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga leila
wi 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 kokoro do maga leila de
jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga leila
wi 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 kokoro do maga e ala
jukuru den nye kwiche kokoro do maga leila
wi 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 kokoro do maga e ala
Papa,
na o kori be nyani deme baga koni te mo mi na o kori be toro juguru de baga te mo mi na e kori be nyani ni kokoro do mo te mo mi na o kori be nyani ni deme baga koni te mo mi na o kori be toro ni jigi mo koni te mo mi fe e kori ni toro juguru de baga te mo mi na e kori na nyani juguru de ne le kui kokoro do maga le la wa juguru de ne le kui che kokoro do maga le la de
I Don't Want to Grow Up is the fourth Warm Soda album from Austin's Matthew Melton. It's also the band's last album, as Matthew announced a new project called Dream Machine, with a debut album coming out soon. You just heard a Warm Soda song called Young in Your Heart. Coco Hames, the debut solo album from the former frontwoman for the Etts, is a well-crafted blend of 60s girl group pop, garage rock, country tin, folk pop, and more. And the album self-titled, Coco Hames, that song, I Don't Want to Go. And Waxahachie in there, Katie Crutchfield of Waxahachie is a great songwriter, and Out in the Storm is her fourth album and the most autobiographical to date. The band on the record includes her sister, Allison Crutchfield, who releases music under her own name on keyboards and percussion, Catherine Simonetti on bass, Ashley Arwine on drums, and Katie Harkin, who is also the touring guitarist with Slater Kinney on guitar. Again, that was Waxahachie, the song Silver. And Ian Sweet's new album called Shapeshifter, that band with the debut record, is out of Brooklyn, New York. The song by Ian Sweet called Number 23. And Palm out of Philadelphia, following up their 2015 full-length debut with a new EP called Shadow Expert. And it has got all my pistons firing. I absolutely love it, including that wonderful song Walkie Talkie that you just heard, which is a blast of melodic noise and asymmetrical rhythms. I just love it. Again, that was Palm with Walkie Talkie. And Roger Sellers, also known by his stage name Bayonne, is an American minimalist composer and electronic musician. He's based in Austin, Texas. And after releasing three albums under his own name, he changed his moniker to Bayonne with the release of that album you just heard called Primitives. He re-released it in March 2016, so that song's a little over a year old, and it's called Spectralite. You also heard Umu Sangare from the new album Mogoya, that song called Jukuru, and it's the Malian singer's fifth album, the first in 8 years, and it's got a very edgy and adventurous sound, but blending traditional African sounds with some African instrumentation and also some more contemporary electric guitars, keyboard, and drums in there. And up next, I've got The Hidden Cameras, their latest album, Home on Native Land. And here is a song called Day I Left Home. Commands right with an eagle eye. I was careless.
As we are. their call.
That was Spiral Stairs with the new album Doris and the Daggers. Spiral Stairs is a project of Scott Canberg. He's in the band's Pavement, also Preston School of Industry. And he's been quite the globetrotter lately, longtime resident of Seattle. He was living in Australia for a while, now living in Mexico. So fun that he found time to make a new album from Spiral Stairs. It's their second, and Doris and the Daggers is a great collection of songs reflecting on life, family, friends, and mortality. That song called Trams Stole My Love. And Tim Cohen in there, that's the debut solo album from the very talented musician who heads up the bands Fresh and Onlys and also Magic Trick. And this collection is lo-fi, psych-tinged, beautiful folk pop. Again, Tim Cohen, the album called Luck Man, and that song was John Hughes. And the Hidden Cameras, mastermind Joel Gibb left Berlin and returned to his native Canada for this seventh album called Home on Native Land. And he's joined by an impressive supporting cast, including Feist, Rufus Wainwright, Mary Margaret O'Hara, Neil Tennant, Ron Sexsmith, and Bahamas, a beautiful, warm, and well-crafted blend of country, folk, and more on this new album. And you heard the song, Day I Left Home. Again, that was The Hidden Cameras. Thank you so, so much for joining me here on this Music That Matters podcast from KEXP. And until next time, keep enjoying music at 90.3 FM and at kexp.org.